In this investigation, the National Fair Housing Alliance looked at hundreds of properties in seven cities. According to the alliance, U.S. Bank owns all the real estate-owned properties, or REOs, it investigated. In Atlanta, the Housing Alliance selected neighborhoods where the bank had a high number of foreclosures. Those properties were mostly located in the city of Atlanta and southwest Fulton County. Gail Williams is with the Metro Fair Housing Services.
In 73% of REO properties in communities of color, there was substantial amounts of trash as well as mail accumulated. In more than half of the properties in communities of color, there was overgrown grass and leaves, as well as missing for sale signs.
According to Williams, U.S. Bank only had two properties in non-minority areas for comparison. Shauna Smith is the president and CEO of the National Fair Housing Alliance. She says the type of deficiencies mentioned in the report affect a neighborhood beyond being an eyesore. She adds it's against the law.
HUD's regulations state that failing or delaying maintenance or repairs of sale or rental dwellings because of race is prohibited under the Fair Housing Act.
In response to the complaint, U.S. Bank told WABE in many cases it doesn't own the properties, but merely acts as the trustee for investors who actually hold the mortgage. Officials with the Housing Alliance say if that's true, U.S. Bank will have to prove it. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will now mediate between the Housing Alliance and U.S. Bank. Rose Scott, WABE News.